Live from behind enemy lines in the fight for free speech, truth, justice, and the American way, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Monday, June 17th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, there are 12 women left who could get the moniker soon, the first woman to walk on the moon. NASA's shooting for that to happen within the next handful of years, maybe by 2024. Talk about shattering the glass ceiling. Number two, the Supreme Court sitting on 24 big cases with the verdicts about to be handed down, from the census arguments to the battles over gerrymandering congressional districts. The stakes have never been higher. And number one, the rise of the far left should have you concerned about the future. I mean, the radical ideas being put out there by the left are jaw-dropping, to say the least. Jaw-dropping. And maybe that's why we should focus on the Supreme Court. Anticipation growing, of course, because the biggest decisions have not been handed down yet. Big case about the census citizenship question. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. I mean, every country in the world that does the census likes to know, you know, who's living in the country. And for some odd reason, Democrats would have you believe that somehow it's un-American to know how many Americans there are. Somehow it's un-American to know how many people here that aren't actual American citizens. It's un-American to know what the numbers are. Just complete nonsense. How do you gauge the impact of illegal immigration, or legal immigration for that matter, if you don't ask questions about where you're from, how long have you been here, do you live here legally? I mean, what is going on? If you don't ask those questions and get an answer, if you can't quantify something, you can't address it, not logically, not reasonably. So the census citizenship question is out there. Then you've got the partisan gerrymandering cases. Now, the problem with this is that there is supposed to be a separation of powers. Separate, equal branches of government. And the Supreme Court historically has avoided weighing in on cases like gerrymandering because it's a political question. It's not a legal question. It's a political question. Elections have consequences, is the old adage, right? I mean, when you vote for somebody, there's an outcome. There's a result. There's something that comes from that. And what comes from that is that the party in charge gets to decide what the congressional districts look like. Well, they're putting their thumb on the scale. Yeah. And every time a law gets passed, when you have a majority of one party or the other, they're putting their thumb on the scale of how things are going to be, because elections have consequences. Pretty simple stuff, right? But the court's apparently going to weigh in on this. It's an inherently political process, but they're going to get there. We're going to discuss the role of race when it comes to jury selection for death penalty cases. Curtis Flowers of Mississippi alleges that prosecutor Doug Evans repeatedly stopped black individuals from sitting on the jury for his trials for the murder of four people in a furniture store. Flowers, who is black, claims that during his first four trials, Evans struck potential black jurors every single time. In fact, there was not one. His fifth trial ended in a mistrial, meaning there is no information about the race of the struck jurors, but during a sixth trial, the prosecutor accepted the first qualified black juror before rejecting five more. Then, of course, comes the case that I think is pivotal to America, to who we are. A question of the separation of church and state and the 40-foot-tall cross in the Maryland National Capitol Park and Planning Commission. The cross built in 1925, inspired by mothers whose sons went to the Great War, to World War I, and died in service and never came home. Their bodies remained buried in Europe. Non-Christian residents challenging this 40-foot cross because it sits kind of in the middle of it's a boulevard or a avenue, I guess. It sits in the middle there. And they want to get rid of it, because somehow they believe that's a violation of the separation of church and state. Clearly it is not. It is a memorial. put up by the VFW to honor those that gave the ultimate sacrifice. Excuse me, the American Legion, not the VFW. The American Legion put it up to honor those that had died in battle. So as you look at these court cases coming down, these are as big as they get. Here's the thing about it. When you go to the polls and you ask people that voted for Donald Trump, what was the single most important reason you did it? And many would say it was all about the courts. It was all about the fact that Democrats for decades had used the courts to ram through ideology that could have no chance of getting through any legislature at the state level, certainly not the federal level. And so they would use the courts to get the courts and activist judges to do their will. Not the will of the people, not the will of the voters, not the will of the legislatures, the will of these ideologues. And for the first time in my lifetime and the first time in your lifetime, most likely, the court is no longer in the hands of the far left radicals. The Supreme Court, for the first time since the 1930s, is in the hands of those that are right of center. Not on everything. We've seen Neil Gorsuch side with Native American tribes. It's one of the things he does. We've seen Brett Kavanaugh side with the liberals when it came to a question about a class action lawsuit against Apple. And when you see Ruth Bader Ginsburg say that you're going to see a lot of 5-4 decisions coming off this bench, well, that indicates that she's angry, of course. Ginsburg said in her remarks that while the justices try not to leave too many decisions for the final weeks, quote, this term, the opposite occurred, but not because we planned it that way. The most anticipated decision is still that census question. The debate got to a fever pitch in Congress at the House Oversight and Reform Committee when they voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas relating to the issue, saying, we want you to turn over all of your notes. No. My notes are not for you to, you know, there has to be some ability for people in the administration to keep personal notes, to keep records of what they're thinking and talking about, to share it among their inner circle without it all being exposed. You would never, you know, they talk about transparency. And if everything was transparent, nothing would ever get done. You have to have the ability as a politician, whether you're liberal or conservative or moderate down the middle, you have to have the ability to have discussions that aren't privy for everyone to see. You have to be able to have conversations that not everyone is privy to, because otherwise you would never get anything done. You have to be able to go behind closed doors and make deals without having everything dissected and pulled apart. Trust me on that. 14 after, it's Monday, June 17th. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward. forward.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.